Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, answering your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's Ask Margaret isn't so much an Ask Margaret because it didn't come from a question from our listener. It's kind of a Margaret tells something. I'm talking a little bit today about an essay that I wrote on Facebook about parenting conferences, and I wanted to delve into it a little deeper this morning. For those of you who haven't read it, you can check it out at facebook.com/whatfreshhellcast. And I'm talking today about parent conferences because this week a lot of us are having our semi-annual parenting conferences where we go and meet with the kids' teachers about how the year is going. And we had an experience this week where we had a parent-teacher conference for one of our kids that went swimmingly, amazingly, you know, the kind of parent-teacher conference you dream about where we were told that our kiddo was doing amazing and is a great reader and is above grade level and is kind and nice to peers. And it was wonderful and very, you know, soul-filling and made us feel like we were doing great. And I realized in experiencing that emotion that we've also had parent-teacher conferences that were not as amazing, that with some of our other kids, we've heard about struggles that they're having trouble sitting still, that they're not at grade level in certain subjects. And it made me reflect on this whole idea of parent-teacher conferences and how they can sometimes leave us feeling really bad, like we're doing a bad job. And so I wanted to talk a little bit today about that experience and really just give everyone kind of a atta girl, atta boy, and let people know that we all have different experiences of our kids in school. Some kids really, really thrive in a school environment. Some kids are just built for school. And we have one of those. A kid who just goes in, they have a natural love of learning and a natural ability to thrive. But something I've talked a lot about with a lot of people, especially my sister-in-law who runs a school and has talked me off the ledge sometimes when I've had kids who are not having such an easy time in school. School is not a totally natural experience for some kids. In school, especially as we get into the middle school ages, but even in elementary school, you have an experience where you move throughout the day to different disciplines. You go to English class, math class, art class. You go to recess where it's social time. There's a lot of different things going on in school that can be challenging for kids. And for some kids, whether or not they have learning differences, the experience of having to show a range of skills in a different set of disciplines all day is not playing into their strengths. I was a kid who was decent in school. I happened to have three siblings who were extremely good at school. And so I was kind of the kid who was like, well, you know, Meg's kind of not doing all these other things that the other kids are doing exactly correctly. And I know it was really stressful for my parents. And now I'm experiencing that as a parent with kids who are, you know, not able to thrive perfectly in the school environment. And that's something that I think we should talk about a little bit more as parents, because it does feel like this huge test of our abilities, right? It feels like, okay, you're going to now go in and get your report card. And somebody on the Facebook thread commented that they had a teacher say, whatever you're doing, it's great, keep doing it. And then a year later for a different kid, heard a different report. And the implication is the opposite. Whatever you're doing, it's not good enough. You're not doing it right. You're falling down on the job. And I think we need to back away from that story to some degree, and we need to realize that we don't actually have as much control over how our kids perform in school as we think we do. If you are listening to a parenting podcast as you are right now, it lets me know that you're trying. You're really out there trying to figure out how to do this the best way you can, and that you have to then let go a little bit of being results oriented in my kid got an A+. And more importantly, I got an A+ because I'm the best student. Amy says, you know, wanting to be the best person at the dentist who has the least plaque. Like, we do this to ourselves, this idea of we are being judged and we must make it all come out okay. And I think it's important to remember to let go of that a little bit and to say, you know, our kids may have skills that don't show up on report cards. Our kids may struggle in a school environment, and we are there to stand by our kids, stand with our kids, advocate for our kids, but we are not there to make sure that it all turns out perfectly. And I sometimes hear people talk about this in terms of, well, my kid really struggled, but now look, they just got into Harvard. That may not happen for your kid. You may have a kid who struggles academically, who has to find a different pathway that is not going to a four-year college and getting a great job that pays really well because they've thrived. You may have a kid who's on a different path. And so I'm always happy to have teacher conferences where I hear what's not going well, because it gives us a place to concentrate our efforts. It gives us a place to go with information. But what I'm trying to work on is this idea that I am going into parent-teacher conferences to either be told I'm a great parent or be told I'm a bad parent. And that is what I'm trying to give you guys today. This idea that we can go in and accept information and we can help our kids, but we're not there to say, did we somehow pass the test? And to take the long view of this, a kid who's doing amazing in elementary school and is winning every prize, maybe a kid who struggles with stuff you don't see coming, a kid who's really struggling, maybe a kid who figures it out later on. And whatever that outcome is, our job is to be there and be as helpful as possible. But as we say often, we're not driving our kids' boat. Our kids driving their own boat, and we're kind of standing on the sidelines being like, tack left. We're not there to take over the wheel and make sure this comes out okay. And I think parent-teacher conferences is a really fraught area where we sometimes have that feeling of like, oh, this is a test about how well I'm driving the boat. This is a parent and a teacher working together to figure out if we can help kids course correct, and not about whether or not we're doing it perfectly. Guys, I hope that helps and gives some perspective at this fraught time of the year. If you have a question for myself or Amy, you can send them to questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com, or you can post them on our Facebook group at facebook.com/whatfreshhellcast, and we may answer your question on an upcoming episode. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Everybody.
It's us, Blair and Molly, your old pals from Toddler Purgatory. Two moms who are also actors, who are also creative beings, who sometimes feel stuck.
And this is our new podcast, Unsticking It with Blair and Molly. What happens when your creative spark just seems to disappear? Gone.
Poof. Bye.
See ya. What happens when life gets in the way of your creativity instead of nourishing it? That's what happened to Molly and me. We felt like the thing that drove us creatively stopped working, and impending doom had in fact impended.
Totally. So we decided to do something about it. And that was steal ideas about getting unstuck from the most creative people we can find. We talked to guests about how to break through the mucky, gluey, sticky wall that can get between you and your creativity. We hear about their journeys, their successes, their challenges, and even their bougie coffee shop orders.
And we're not just talking Bob Ross type paint on paper artists here, though we talk to them too. We're talking to actors, creative directors, dancers, and people who are working hard to be their best creative selves in a world that can sometimes feel real uncreative.
We all have something to teach each other, so let's steal their ideas together.
Join us, won't you, as we deep dive into how to unstick ourselves from the life gunk that can get in the way of our creative freedom. Pandemics, school calendars,
world events, lack of sleep. Oh, get out of their life gunk.
And let's get back to your best creative self. Subscribe to Unsticking It with Blair and Molly.
You're not going to want to miss an episode.
Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.
Unsticking It. Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Brie.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Brie, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down.
Or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model, so that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun, so check out the No Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.